At the top of the news this Tuesday evening, 300 religious leaders and representatives of the world's major faith communities are gathered in prayer in the center of Naples at the conclusion of a three-day peace forum sponsored by the St. Egidio community. Following prayer services in different locations around the city center, the bishops, rabbis, imams, monks, and lay leaders will come together for a candlelit ceremony and the singing of a final appeal for peace. Philippa Hitchin is on the scene. Tell us more about the closing events, Phil.
Hi, Chris. Yes, after another morning of intense debates and discussions, the religious leaders have now gathered around the central Piazza del Plebiscito, where you may remember Pope Benedict celebrated Mass on Sunday morning at the opening of this 21st St. Egidio Interfaith Encounter. The Christian leaders, Catholics, Protestants, and Orthodox are inside the imposing church of San Francesco di Paolo on the square there. The Muslims, Jews, Buddhists, Hindus, and Zoroastrians are all gathered in the royal palace on the other side of the square. The organizers here tell us that thousands of other ordinary people will be participating and joining them for a procession and this closing ceremony when they will be signing a peace appeal and listening to the concluding speeches by religious and political figures, including the Italian president who's here and the ecumenical patriarch Bartholomew I, the spiritual leader of the world's 300 million Orthodox faithful worldwide. This is the patriarch's first time here at one of these peace forums. Earlier today, he was awarded an honorary degree from the Oriental Institute here in Naples. And in another significant ecumenical event, he went to the coastal town of Amalfi on Monday evening for a ceremony during which some of the relics of the Apostle Andrew, patron saint of the church in Constantinople, were handed back to him, echoing a similar ceremony that took place in the Vatican just recently. So we've seen these 3 days not just discussions and debates about the ways in which religious leaders can work together for peace, but also some very concrete gestures helping to promote reconciliation and the healing of ancient wounds between these different religious communities.
And Phil, I hear they've already announced where next year's Interfaith Forum will be held.
Yes, that's absolutely right. During a press conference earlier today, the founder of the St. Egidio lay community, Andrea Riccardi, and the Archbishop of Naples, Cardinal Crescenzio Sepe, announced that the next peace forum will probably be held on the divided island of Cyprus. Also attending that press conference was the Orthodox Archbishop of Cyprus, Chrysostomus II, who made a visit to the Vatican recently. Again, a tangible sign of the warming of relations between Catholics and Orthodox in that part of the world. The choice of Cyprus is very significant. Its closeness to the Middle East, its position as a crossroads between East and West, and the role it could potentially play in promoting peace right across the Mediterranean region and beyond. The choice of a location with such strong political overtones, I think, is also indicative of the way in which religious leaders are being called to play an increasingly strong and increasingly influential role in providing the necessary resources for political leaders. And that's exactly what Pope Benedict, of course, called on the participants in this forum to do when he was here in Naples on Sunday. Faced with a world torn by conflicts, he said, he reiterated the words of John Paul II that religions must never be used to promote hatred and violence. Instead, they can and must offer precious resources for the construction of a peaceful future of humanity.
Thank you very much, Philippa.